throw this microphone at.
All right, go over what we're drinking real quick.
I will. Shove it up your ass. Oh, we are recording. Okay.
better than Halloween.
Yeah. So welcome back to Invibes Podcast. We are back home today at Tommy's Pub. We went out today. Today is Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Record store day. 2022. There's a bunch of releases that came out just specifically for today. A bunch of stuff that's only available for a limited time. Bunch of cool stuff that we picked up today, plus a bunch of other shit. So we spent way too much money today, but it's all worth it in the long run. We're sitting here drinking some good stuff here at Tommy's again. So
Back home. So what are you drinking, Eric?
I'm drinking some Swell, the Mighty Swell Spike Seltzer, Cherry Lime, and some Home Sweet Home Jameson. So, yeah.
So I am drinking, once again, Devil's Lodge Kolsch, because it is amazing, and Joe Kirkland over there is a badass brewer. And I also have a Slade Irish Whiskey, because, you know, you kind of have to have a little balance in your life, you know? Yeah. Javier?
Yeah, so I'm actually currently drinking a Hop Drop and Roll because hometown sweetheart. but I am going to follow up with this Brew Dog. It's a beaut pecan. Pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
I say pecan. Pecan and toffee stout, which I'm probably not going to like, but that's what we're drinking today. So.
Since you're holding the mic, you should go first.
Oh, I should go first. Okay. Ladies come first in Japan is what Austin Powers said, so I guess I should go first. This is going to be a very rough episode, just in case you haven't noticed already.
We're just going to raw dog it.
God, fuck. Why? Yeah. God. I'm not the best feminist out there, by the way.
I'll spit on it first. It's okay.
Can you hold it up to my mouth? I'm serious. I need you to.
You literally want me to hold it up to your mouth. Okay.
I do
want to
hold this up so they can see it. I mean, we don't have to make eye contact or anything, but like, you know.
No, you have to make eye contact when you eat a banana.
So, as you can tell, we're very sober right this second. There's like very... So anyway, Record Store Day is a great way for you to support... local record stores, and it is a national movement, and you totally should support your local record store. And I think recently, as of at least this RSD for Black Day, I saw some non-vinyl releases, which were amazing. I think we had some CDs and actually some video, DVD, or maybe there were some other media that was released. So obviously, we only collect currently vinyl, so this is what we're going to sort of discuss. But I only had three things that I wanted to pick. Three things that I wanted to collect today. And at the bottom of that three-tier list is Masked Intruder, which is a very amazing pop-punk band. They all always play with their masks on. They're only known as Blue, Red, Green, and Yellow. Like, that's kind of their names. They're very fun. If you're into, you know, more mainstream pop-punk, this is definitely your cup of tea. Their live shows are amazing, incredibly fucking high energy, and they have an actual a cop that's supposed to be taking care of them because they're all criminals. Right. And in the middle of the show, this cop is going to come down on the pit and mosh with you, and it's fucking amazing.
And then strip down to his thong.
Oh, yeah, and then strip down to his thong. I forgot about that part.
So it's a stripper cop.
It's amazing, and he actually held me in his arms one time, and it was... It was a very bear-like experience.
You got chubby.
So, yes, I did. So, Mass Intruder, amazing fucking band. Go check it out. Amanda, you're next. Do you want me to hold it for you?
I thought you were going to go through your whole stack.
Oh, all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Fuck. Good thing we organized this shit. So, the other album, actually, this was at the very top of my list that I wanted to get to. No, this is the second. This was a Jim Carroll band. The main song from here is People Who Died, and it's been covered in a shit ton of movies, including The Suicide Squad and a couple other more 80s sort of movie. But a very iconic punk sort of album.
Well, and some people may not be familiar with him as a musical artist, but might know The Basketball Diaries starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's Jim Carroll. So if you know that movie, then check out the music.
Yeah. Because, again, this is very biographical music for him. So, yeah, absolutely check this fucking out because it's a great album. So then the next one I got is, which is not a Record Store Day release or anything like that. I just was lucky enough to find these guys. The Bell Rays are a band from Riverside, California, and I've been following them for, I don't know, the better part of 20 years now, and they are a punk, rock, soul, and funk band in the best way you can possibly imagine. It's an interracial couple that started the band, which actually stemmed from a defunct band that the guitar player started. But one of the things that I remember from them describing their music was if James Brown kicked MC5 in the nuts and belted out music. And if you cannot understand the Bell Rays after hearing that statement, then, man, you don't understand this amalgam of music. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. And I'm really sad that they didn't make it bigger than what they currently are. And then, what I really went to Record Store Day today was Question Mark and the Mysterians. If you've been to listening to our podcast from season one, which I know we're not currently published, But back with Jay was in the podcast. This was episode number 2 of Imbibe's podcast. 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. One of my absolute favorite artists. One of my absolute favorite bands. Absolute garage rock from the 60s and 70s. And the first time... From Detroit, absolutely. From Detroit. But the most interesting thing about Question Mark and the Mysterians is the first time the term punk was ever used was to describe Question Mark and the Mysterious. This is the first time the term punk was used to describe music. It was this band. So that was my haul for today.
All right, you wanna
You want me to feed it to you?
Yeah, feed it to me, baby. So I spent a considerably but I spent more money than I set out to do. Whatever. Like, some people like to spend money on clothes. Like, I'll wear jeans for like 3 years so I can spend money on records. So my first purchase that I'm going to talk about, I got it at Hardy Boys, which they don't participate in Record Store Day. They're down in Mint Hill.
But that's not the point of Record Store Day. Support every local.
Exactly. And that's why we always go to some place who doesn't participate, because it is kind of expensive for some places. Like, you have to buy like a minimum of like $20,000 in records to do it. And we don't want those places who can't afford to drop that money or choose not to drop that money to be ignored. We want to support all record stores. So, there's a beer there. I got the Linda Lindas because these young ladies are just kicking ass and taking names. And the insert in this record is a little paper doll you can cut out of each band member, and that makes me so happy.
But you wouldn't guess it.
No, I'm not going to, or maybe, I don't know. No, I'm not going to. The next one I got was Talking Heads, because they are one of my favorite bands of all time ever. And I don't have anything by Talking Heads on vinyl. So,
wow.
I know. And this is it's a travesty. So I had to. And then next, that was also picked up at Hardy Boys. This was also picked up at Hardy Boys at 50 cents. Irene Cara. And like, I can't listen to this woman's music without busting out with a Flashdance dance. I could be behind the bar at work, and I hear, like, What a Feeling, and I start doing that Jennifer Beals dance, and I don't even care if anybody's watching me. You just can't.
We got a pilot. We have to play that shit.
Oh, my. Wow.
Spilled beer all over yourself in the back.
I know.
You're going to just, wheeze the Jews like Pauly Shore.
And, Jeff and Rachel, pull up the security camera footage and see me behind the bar, what a feeling, like pretending like I'm wearing leg warmers. So my repo purchase was Thelonious Monk on blue vinyl. I mean, this is, I don't even know if I'll ever play it. No,
that's exotic.
I mean, I think my nips just got a little bit hard. So this one is not for me, and I'm just going to test. Like, I got this as a Christmas gift for my brother, and I might be spoiling his surprise if he actually listens and watches the podcast. So we'll see if he figures it out. If he still looks surprised on Christmas Day, I know he wasn't listening to this. And then I got this. This is back to Hardy Boys, Public Enemy. It's just a four track.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is my favorite purchase of the day. Because I still have a serious crush on Steve Martin. This was also 50 cents at Artie Boys. And it just makes me look at, I mean, some, you may be listening and you can't see this just yet, but I just love Steve Martin so much. Like, I can't hear King Tut without, like, crying laughing. And I always get any Cure picture disc that I can get my hands on. So I had to get Wish.
This is a great album.
Oh yeah, it's great. Yeah. I mean, I love Happy Cure. I don't care. You can revoke my goth card if you want to. And this one, I paid way too much money for.
That was a splurge.
This was a splurge. I spent like $45 on this record. But Dead Milkmen are one of my very favorite bands of all time ever. And this came with a 7-inch and the Methodist coloring book, which if you're a Dead Milkmen fan, you understand the significance of Methodist coloring book. I mean, Javier gave me some shit for buying this record, but I don't care.
But at the same token, if you follow our stories on Instagram, we actually recently made a Dead Milkmen very cool reference. I love the Dead Milkmen. I don't know if I'd love them $45 a record.
No, well, it's kind of a special thing for me. And I don't have anything by them on vinyl. I have most of everything they've done on cassette, but I don't own a single Dead Milkmen vinyl, so I felt like I needed to get this.
So this isn't exactly relevant, but there's a band from Spain, from Madrid, that's called the Dead Bullfighters, or Los Toreros Muertos, and they kind of base their music on the Dead Milkmen, and their logo is the exact same thing, but with a bull instead of a cow. And one of their songs is called My Name Is Not Javier, which is great.
All right, so you're up.
I'm up.
Eddie.
All right, so.
You want me to put this up to your mouth?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
It's really hot.
It is. So the main pickup I wanted to find today, I actually found the first stop he went, Lunchbox. My hero, my homie, Joe Strummer, live on vinyl from the Millennium. Can't wait to go home and listen to this one. Picked up.
But.
Tell us about your Joe Strummer role.
My Joe Strummer rules are never miss a show I've never been to.
Why?
Because Joe Strummer, a week before he died, he played Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't go to the show. I missed it. And then he died. And I'll never get a chance again to go see Joe Strummer. So
that's
my Joe Strummer. Yeah.
You'll never get to see them again.
Right. That started your FOMO for concerts.
It did. Well, it made it prominent for me to not miss a show anymore. And my wife's cool about that. She completely understands. This next pick... I don't know why they chose this album to put out today, but I've always been a big fan of Goldfinger. They put this out on gold vinyl. This album's from 2008. I can't wait to...
Because there's nips.
Can't wait to go home and listen to Hand Jobs for Jesus, though. That's a song on this album. So, pretty cool pickup. So today...
Vandals!
The Vandals. So today, prior to going out for record store day, we were hanging out at Javier's house, and he was listening. We had some Vandals on today while we were drinking. And I was like, you know, I don't own any Vandals on vinyl. And I found this today. And look at that. Ooh. Whoa. Pink and black splatter. So this is one of their recent albums. But still,
great pop band.
Yeah. The band.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I've seen them twice.
I've never seen them. Incredible. This next pick that I got, I'm blown away. I can't believe I found this for the price I found it. The Clash, London Calling, for $8.
Did you get that at Repo, or did you get that at Lunchbox?
This was at Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys did it, yeah. So, had to pick that up. They also had Combat Rock, but I already own two versions of that, so couldn't own anymore.
The Combat Rock box set.
Yeah. The Best of Mountain. I know the last episode we did was on samples. We could do a whole episode just on samples from this band. There are so many rock bands, hip-hop bands, techno bands, whatever you want to call them, that have sampled Mountain. This album has got, you'll listen to this and go, oh, I've heard that before. Oh, I've heard that before. And it's all because of songs that they've sampled. Next one I found. Bruce, Tunnel of Love. I swore I own this. I thought I did, and I don't. So I only have the 45 of the actual song, Tunnel of Love. I don't own the actual album, but I do now. So
that's a great album.
He could take me to the Tunnel of Love.
This is, I can sing that whole song by heart. So we also went to Repo today, and I picked up some Funkadelic. It's got one of my favorite songs in here. Get Off Your Ass and Jam. It's that shit. Goddamn. Get Off Your Ass and Jam. Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah.
Goddamn.
It's great. Great album.
Clayton is from North Carolina.
He is.
Kannapolis,
yeah. So that's all I've found today. I mean, I spent.
You have one more record.
No, I don't.
Wait. No, you're holding down on us. You're trying to, like, oh, whenever.
Are you trying to hide this?
Like, kind of how, like, you forgot to buy that James Taylor record?
Are you embarrassed about that James Taylor album?
You guys missed it. Amanda tried to slip a James Taylor album in his bag today.
Oh, I picked it up like it was
fucking he had a stack of records, and I just slipped a James Taylor record in the middle, and I was, like, waiting to see if he'd get up to the checkout and, like, just, like, be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he didn't make it that far.
No.
Like, the second I picked up my stack, I was like, something doesn't feel right. I was like, James Taylor.
Busted.
I got called out. So, I got called out. Speaking of being called out, what you got over there?
There's one more I didn't quite. So this.
Remember, no guilty pleasures.
That's right. This artist reminds me of my boy back home who passed away by 20 years ago. Sean Culbertson. I bought this for you, man. We used to jam out the MC Hammer and his basement with his parents. We used to go under his steps and smoke weed and think his parents didn't fucking smell it. And they would come down, you guys smoking weed down here? No.
There's a skunk under the porch.
Anyways, I found this single to MC Hammer, Turned His Mother Out. So I had to buy it today. It was only $4, so it's not a bad price. But anyways. Those were my picks for today.
So what did you spend in total?
Oh, probably about $75 today, maybe.
Javier, what did you spend in total?
$150.
I'm gonna have to start an OnlyFans. I don't even want to tell you.
For the record, on our last record store day, which we did the last episode, I spent like $700. Yeah.
So. All right, so last record store day, I only spent like $150. This record store day.
Yeah, you were the pimp. You were the pimp. I'm over here telling you. Every time Amanda says something, I'm like, yes, daddy.
I just really hope I'm going to get a good Christmas bonus this year.
She's like, come on, guys. Let's go.
Because I knew I needed to get the fuck out of there because I spent too much money. Oh, my God.
You know what, though?
Like, I got to make a house payment this week, too.
It was good that you were getting us to go, because if we would have stayed, we would have spent.
Because
I found shit. I'm like, oh, I want that. I want this. And I'm like, nah, fuck it. Yeah.
I was pretty honed in on the albums that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I think last time that we did this, I went balls deep. It was not fun.
Well, you guys both bought that Doors
I didn't buy that.
Almost 80,
no, yeah. Javier bought
Mike,
that. I didn't buy.
Yeah, and Mike, it sucked. Mike and I did. Yeah,
it sucked, right?
It was awful. Yeah, it was not worth it. And it's actually devaluating.
Well, and some of that stuff is kind of a hype train. You know, it's like they released B-sides. I know there were three Fleetwood Mac releases that were like alternative.
Diehard fan, you don't want that.
Well, much. Another one I got was like that Lou Reed B-sides and demo. Well, yeah, that was also shit. I was like, okay, great. Okay, if you're a musician trying to learn how to like musicians mistake, like, for me, because I'm not a musician, I don't give a fuck. So don't sell me this because.
Yeah, some of it is a cash grab, and you kind of learn what is and what isn't, right, and how to pick it apart. Like I said, this Fleetwood Mac records, like I don't want to listen to, like Lindsey Buckingham fucking up a guitar solo 15 times, like for an entire A side of a record.
Right.
I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, and that's what that Doors album, the A side of album one was like Jim Morrison just being fucking Jim Morrison and stopping constantly after like one or two words. I was like, no. Or like the guitar. I was like I literally listened to a jam session in a recording studio for like an hour before I was like, why did I pay $70 for this? So, yeah. Collect vinyl. It's not an investment.
Sometimes it is a good investment, though. I mean, we were talking about this earlier when we were sitting in the bar. Like, I don't really buy things because I want to resell them. I buy it because it's something I actually want to listen to.
Yeah, this. I mean, I bought it because I want to.
You want to listen to MCM?
I want to. Yo, this song's a jam, though. It is. I mean, whatever. I don't fuck you guys.
But, I mean, you listen to what you like, and if you like MC Hammer, then I mean, we are going to judge you, but if it makes you happy, do it.
I'll let you do it.
I don't like all the stuff. I like that first album.
I mean, that Pray song was great. That we all like to pray.
I don't like to pray.
And you're not an MC
Hammer. I'm not an MC Hammer fan.
All right, so are we doing anything interesting coming up?
Your mom.
I went to our moth show. I got her for free. Well, kind of. But trying to go see Machine Head, I think, next week. Okay. So, yeah. I thought they broke up, and somehow they're back together, and they're going to tour. So, you don't know who? Okay, whatever. Anyways.
Well, Sunday is Wasp.
Yes, Sunday is Wasp.
I did buy a ticket to it. I'm not. Kind of like 50-50 on when I'm at, if I'm actually going to go. I might give one of you guys my ticket if you want it. I don't know if I'm feeling it. Well, I've just been busy as hell, and I just kind of want to have a day where I just sit at home and do nothing with my thumb up my ass.
And your black scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing that I can think of. I think there's a couple of local shows that I want to come go see, but we do have a ska band that's playing in February that we might have on the show, hopefully. A local band that just popped up recently. So definitely interested in that. But no, it's a holiday, so just things have died down for a little bit. So, yeah. We don't know. We'll figure it out.
Ricky Rackman, if you listen to the show.
He's not listening to us.
Yeah, no. Mr. Headbangers Ball's not listening to the show.
I don't know. I'm going to try and get his ass in the show.
I'm going to go pee.
All right.
Of course you do.
That's it. We're out.
We are?
Are we?
I guess.
Yeah.
Done.
We're all done. We're all done.
All right.
Adios.
Eric said so. Well, hey, everybody.
What else do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
All right. We're all done then.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye. Good night. Good luck.
All right. Form's getting tired.